Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. We have, of course, followed very closely the events that took place in July. But now the South African Human Rights Commission is hosting an inquiry or having an inquiry into the violent looting and the unrest that took place in the areas of Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal back in July. Advocate Tsalisa Tipanyane, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Human Rights Commission. Good morning. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Good morning to you and to your listeners.
Tell me how it's going. Are there interesting things coming out? Are there surprises?
Yeah, well, look, it's going well. I mean, we'll have 3 weeks of hearings. The first week really is to get the evidence of the victims. No, mainly of the racial killings in Durban and Pietermaritzburg, and then as well as people from the peace committee trying to help things there. And then next week we'll be having government departments from the police, intelligence, NPA, and everybody else, just to find out exactly what went wrong and what is being done. And then the last week then we'll get political scientists, journalists, academics, who will give us a broad overview. The main objective, really, at the end of the day, is to make sure this never happens again. But also, those who are responsible for this tragedy are brought to book. But also, we find ways also of, healing the rift between the communities and also addressing some of the underlying factors which also contributed to this tragedy, which has cost over 300 lives and caused our economy over 50 billion rand.
These numbers are staggering. I was looking at them yesterday, 50 billion rand. Of course, I'm not negating the loss of life, absolutely tragic as well. But when you look at the staggering death toll plus these numbers, it is horrific. The one thing that I was thinking about yesterday when I was reading up on it and I was following some of the goings on, it's very difficult, I would imagine, when you're running a hearing like this, to take people or to really understand what people were feeling at the time. I know that where we were living, we thankfully were not affected, but we still felt fearful. I can't imagine what people going through this or faced with rioters or looters coming to their properties would have felt like. When we look back at it, it's quite easy or maybe dangerous to judge both sides or all people on events when we're quite emotionally calm. How do you manage that?
Yeah, no, it's really difficult, but that's why, we think it's important that the stories should be heard from the victims themselves on both sides. I mean, those who are victims of racial killings, but also those who are victims of looting, so that at least, we fully understand, what really led to this, so many decades into, so many years into our democracy, and make sure that it never happens again. But, also what is concerning for us is that, since July, a lot of victims have not really received their counseling and assistance.
Mm. That's appalling. So yes. is that the time? So does the commission really take a view of every aspect of it? The causes, how people reacted, how it was handled, and then the healing? Are those the areas that the commission tries to look at?
Yes. I mean, remember, our mandate basically is to find a proper redress where there's been human rights violations in all their forms. But at the same time, there's so much we can do. This really was a national tragedy. It also requires a national effort and solution. And so we're hoping that, the little we could do will basically trigger and make sure that, everybody else who met us does help to make sure that we do heal the rift and also that this never happens again.
It just
threaten our human rights order.
Actually
went through the whole country.
Absolutely right. To some extent, this is basically national group therapy, isn't it?
So that means that?
I said, to some extent, what you're doing is giving the whole country group therapy.
Yes, definitely in some ways, but also, to make South Africans realize, the importance really of us, working towards a much more stable country where people live in harmony, and also there is the rule of law, but also government does its work, you know?
Mm. What was amazing is, having gone through it at the time, one of the things that I remember thinking, or maybe I wrote about, is the fact that, as horrific as it was, and there's no doubt about the political instigation, there's no doubt that there were many, many factors, including the economic situation. There might have been overzealous responses on you know, but besides all of that, which all existed, at the end of the day, South Africans, the goodness of South Africans came to the fore. It could have lasted a lot longer. If we look at other countries and the extent that riots or unrest can spread and can continue over weeks or even months, the fact that it was only a few days in South Africa does say something very positive about the nature of South Africans.
That definitely, that was a saving grace. I mean, you know, when people in Gauteng said no more, and also our people came out, you know, to assist and everything else. That shows us, you know, that at least, you know, the investments in human rights and democracy, you know, are bearing fruit. But on the other side, of course, there's also another wake-up call for us that, you know, it's not over yet. A lot still has to be done to ensure that, you know, we do actually attain those levels of prosperity where every South African feels they've got a space under the sun in our country.
Mm, absolutely right. How long is the commission likely to go on for?
Well, the actual hearing is three weeks, but remember, we're getting submissions. We've got researchers who are looking at everything, and then we'll make recommendations to everybody else. Hopefully, by end of March, we should be done. Mm. We don't plan to go beyond March. This intervention has to happen very quickly.
It has happened quickly, and I think that's also so important. It's not like something that's happening 3 years down the line where no one can really even either remember or be bothered by it. I think it's absolutely fantastic that it is a relatively very short period of time. Was it difficult to put this together in the amount of time that you had?
Well, it was difficult, but fortunately, the Treasury also gave us some money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, also wanted us to know whether people will see the relevance of this few weeks later, but certainly, you know, it's something which has to be done, and therefore we appreciate the support we've received from the media, like yourselves and everybody else, and we hope South Africans will basically, you know, help and make sure that we find a meaningful solution to this problem.
Absolutely right. And I think it's just tremendous what you are doing. Keep doing the amazing work. This is how we heal. Advocate Salisa Tipanyana, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Human Rights Commission, talking to us about the amazing work that they do.